Welcome to this week's edition of Interviews with Entrepreneurs with me, Monique Chambers, here on Campus FM. Each week, I'll be discussing different issues and different ideas with entrepreneurs from Malta and overseas to help you change or start your own business. You're listening to Monique Chambers. This week, I'm interviewing Dana Carmont. Hello. I said that right?
Dana Carmont.
Now, you have a really unusual business. Well, I think I say it's unusual, but in Malta, you would think this would be everywhere.
Yes.
Now, I'm just going to go straight for it. You make bikinis.
I do.
But they're really bejeweled and fabulous bikinis.
They sure are. And they're actually custom made for women that jump on stage who are bodybuilders, figure competitors, sports models, fitness models. And they have to wear a particular bikini on stage to make them shine and show their athletic bodies.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's different about one of those bikinis? Is it all the sparkly?
No, it's not just the sparkly. I mean, sparkly is more of a accessory that's added onto it. And over the past, I'd say 20 years, it's become a new trend. So before, as I used to compete in these competitions, that's how it came about. But we used to have plain bikinis, so we didn't have the bejewels on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then as time went on, the women started to, there were a lot more women competing,
uh-huh.
so they wanted to look a bit more feminine, and they started adding a lot more jewels onto them.
Okay.
But these bikinis are completely different to your ordinary everyday bikini. These bikinis are to give a visual illusion on stage, so it helps you make like you have longer legs. So a lot of women may have shorter legs, and then others have longer legs. So it's all about giving the illusion of shorter legs look longer, shorter torsos looking longer, or longer torsos looking shorter, giving you a bigger bust line, because you have to be in proportion. So everything about this bikini has to give you proportion as well. So everything has to be even and proportioned on stage, because that's what you're judged on.
Okay.
From muscle, your muscle mass to the leanness of your body. So these bikinis are designed to show that on stage.
So you used to, you said, compete yourself.
I did.
And so you had to make, you made your own bikinis because you couldn't find, or?
Correct. When you were competing, you were always specified to have a particular bikini on stage. So they would actually give you a guideline to follow, and most of the time the guideline was in the bottom section it had to be a little bit smaller, in the front section it had to be a little bit smaller, because it showed a lot more of the muscular.
There's going to be lines and
that's
stuff.
That's correct. Yeah. So, and that's because that's what you're being judged on, because you've been working out for such a long time and dieting for such a long time. And so I couldn't find any bikinis to fit me. Or not so much fit me, but the look that I was after. So there used to be a lot of swim bikinis that girls used to buy. And then in America, it was such a big sport, where in Australia, it was only just sort of beginning back.
Okay.
You're going to see my age now, so it's going back about 25 years ago. So I decided that I would make my own bikinis. And back at that stage, I was actually working for a bikini label.
Okay.
So I already had the background for it to be able to design something. And then I made my very first bikini, and then from there, that's when my business started, because people were asking, where did you get that from? Well, where's that fabric from? Or so I did a lot of searching to be able to have like a bikini that I saw on the American stage, like when I used to flick through Oxygen magazine, which is used to be one of the biggest magazines for women to view and learn from, which isn't around anymore, unfortunately. And I would try and copy exactly what they had. So I was bringing sort of like the USA bikinis to Australia.
Okay.
But as I was saying, there weren't that many girls competing back then. So, you know, for me to do 7 other bikinis globally or nationwide, it was a big thing for me. That was like the start of something new that I was sort of tapping a niche market on.
And so you retired at a point in time from the sport, but the bikini business
kept going. Yes,
it
did.
I know when I've sort of seen photos, and when I was doing research for this program, I sort of like, oh, and you say, yep, that's one of mine. I'm like, oh, okay. So actually, you really are like a global brand now. Where did you start? I mean, I know you said you worked for someone already doing bikinis, but do you literally physically draw what you wanted, or did you go around shops and point at stones and say, this needs to be here because this will enhance this? How do you learn that sort of science behind it?
It all just came down from experience, because working for the bikini label, the one in Australia, it was very basic. So we only did basic things for women. So I had to, like, every time I went to a competition, I would look to see what, you know, people were wearing or what they were interested in, because mm-hmm. a lot of girls would talk and say, oh, I saw that really great bikini in Oxygen magazine. Like, mm-hmm. Monica Brandt was wearing it, which was one of, like, the top...
The women,
yeah,
I forget.
She was the one. Uh-huh. So there was inspiration from that. So I would then go to a fabric store, check out to see what hologram fabrics they had, because... Mm, okay. And sort of, you know, lycra, fluoro sort of fabrics back in those days, and then it went into the holograms, then it went into the shattered. So anything that was a bit glitzy, because it was still quite plain, mm-hmm. but then people started adding little stones and stuff like that. But I sort of started with a collection before I went into the big bedazzle stones. I used to do a lot of bikinis that had big chains and big diamante clusters on them and stuff like that as a basic bikini, and then it sort of moved into more the bikinis that were just covered in thousands of diamantes.
That sort of thing, you have to literally stick there and glue on with a pair of tweezers.
Yes, that's what that's my therapeutic downtime when I'm doing stuff like
also
that.
Also, the glamour of, you know, having a startup.
Yes.
Because actually people think you just, like, have lunch when you like and you can take your dog to work, but
it's
the working till 2 a.m. in your case, gluing rhinestones to bikinis.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, over the past couple of years, I've learned to, you know, you have your own certain patterns that you put on, and you can put them on in a structure where it's done quickly. So mm-hmm. I've sort of learned that now, and I can put on a good set of 1,000 diamantes onto a bikini in a matter of an hour and a half, because I've actually got a set format that I can put them on. I know people don't believe me, because I was like, oh, I've got to finish a bikini today. They're like, oh my God, you're going to be there all day. I'm like, no, give me 2 hours. Yeah, they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah.
So, but now, do you still make everything yourself, or you outsource? Because you make quite a lot of bikinis now.
I do. When I was living in Australia, I had my own subcontractor who uh-huh. made all my bikinis for me. So basically, it was still sort of very hands-on. I used to design, then make the pattern, mm-hmm. then cut, take it to my maker. He would sew it within, you know, 7 working days. I would collect the garments, bring them back, and then start putting all my diamante jewels and everything onto them, and then put them on the website and sell them that way. So I had a fantastic online business, because it was a very niche market. Mm-hmm. From that, I did lots of promotions to make the bikini stand out, and I used to hold my own bikini competition. Gosh, I'm thinking back, going, wow, I did so much in bikinis. Bikinis and bodies was just, like, amazing.
The thing, yeah.
Yeah. So I did lots of promotions with the bikinis, with having my own bikini competitions. Mm-hmm. I had 5 of the top bikini, Australian bikini models that were in the industry that were the face of the label, which promoted the label. Mm-hmm. And it grew, and it grew, and it grew, and it was just amazing. I had the opportunity to travel to America to be part of the Arnold Classics, and same as in Dubai.
Arnold,
and
that's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, yes.
Okay, they don't just drop that in. That's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And all the bodybuilders know who that is in regards to that.
I don't know how many bodybuilders will be listening to the program.
Yeah, I'm not
but, you
too
know,
sure either.
There is quite a community, but, you know.
Sorry.
Just, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, we know who he is.
So he holds a lot of bodybuilding shows around the world. I mean, they're not just bodybuilding. I'm just used to calling it that because that's what they used to be back in the day. So they're now more fitness shows. Mm-hmm. So you have your bodybuilders, fitness models, bikini models, and they're all sort of sected under the one umbrella now.
Uh-huh.
So from that, I then got to a point in my business where I had the opportunity to move to Singapore, but that was because of my husband. He moved there, and I thought, well, okay, maybe it's time to move on and mm-hmm. move to another sector and actually open up another branch somewhere else. And so I moved on to Singapore and did the same thing there. And then from Singapore, we moved to Bali, which was just like a one-off. We were supposed to go for a holiday, ended up there for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So then my business changed a lot because I didn't have the clientele that I used to have, and I didn't do the bikini competitions. I was just basically doing custom-made. So anyone that knew the brand would still order from me, and I would do them custom-made. And my maker literally lived 3 doors down from me.
Fantastic.
So I would get on my little design table. I mean, things were so different. Everything was so scaled down. I only had like a little design table now, and, you know, little amounts of fabric, and cut them out, and little, you know, a small amount in patterns, cut them out, take them down to my lovely maker. He'd do it literally in 24 hours, mm-hmm. and I'd put the diamantes on, and off it would go to any particular part of the world. So from there, I kept the business going because I still love doing bikinis. So as I said, I scaled it right down when I had moved there. And now I've moved to Malta.
Mm.
So in Malta, I've still kept my same clients and obviously other clients and selling on different platforms since I've been here. And also have been very blessed to be sponsoring the community here in the bodybuilding industry, which is the IFBB Malta. And I have built up a great relationship with them. So it's actually helped me continue to build my brand European Union. So from there, it's been a bit of a struggle though, because here I haven't been able to find a maker. So that can actually make my garments.
There's lots of sewists here. There's, you know, amazing fabric shops, loads of people that could, wedding dressings, mm-hmm. ballroom gowns, mm-hmm. but no bikini makers.
No bikini makers. As bikinis need special machines, lycra machines.
Okay.
So, you know, your special cotton, the special foot, so that when you're putting it through the machine, it's not crunching up the fabric mm-hmm. and it's not ripping when you put the garment on, because mm-hmm. One of the most important things that I believe in is having a great bikini that lasts you to, you know, 3 or 5 years. So, you know, good fabric, good make, and obviously good design. But I found it very hard to find makers here.
So
I've searched the island high and low, and I'm still producing my garments through Bali from the maker.
Oh, wow.
That's
a bit painful, no?
Extremely painful, because it's really now from even when I was in Bali, the business was a lot bigger then than it is here, because I've had to really cut down on taking personal orders and custom made orders, because it has been a real pain to be able to send stuff abroad. So even though I'm still doing it, it's more of a time constrictive thing too. So basically everyone has to put their order in on a particular day, and then in that particular day it's sent, and it's cost a bomb because I have to send it DHL, otherwise it would never get there. Then it lands into Bali, my maker then sews it all up. I have another lady who actually Skype calls me to show me every single garment that's been produced so I can keep the quality control. And then from that, it's sent back to me, which cost a bomb again.
And the time.
And the 21 working days, because by the time it goes through customs, and because sometimes I get some of the jewels sent back with it too, so it's got to go through customs, and it's a long process, and it just gets very...
Yeah, turgid, painful.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. It turns into a hobby rather than a business at that stage.
That's exactly it. So it came to a point just recently where I was like, I love doing this so much, and I love helping other women feel amazing in their skin. So when they're going for a swim, they're actually got a bikini or a full piece or so forth, they feel great in their skin and they can have what they have when they want to go to the beach.
So now, are you going to transition into, you know, people with regular bodies?
I
want my legs to look longer, and my torso to look longer, please.
Yes. Well, I skipped a little bit there, because when I was in Singapore, I found a niche market there to make custom-made bikinis for women that wanted a particular, you know, one piece or full piece, because the market there was quite small in the bodybuilding sector as well. But then I found this niche market in doing custom-made swimwear. We'll call it. And so I built up a great community of women that I was making all their bikinis for. And for me to go from Bali to Singapore, from Singapore to Bali, was only like a 2-hour trip. So I could go there, do some business there, and then bring all my bikinis back in like 36 hours. And
imagine opening
gone.
Your suitcase, you're just exactly. full of bikinis. The customers must have thought, what the?
Oh, they got to know me very well there. That's what I plan on doing. So not only the stage bikinis, custom made was actually one of my biggest part of the businesses. And that's what I would like to continue doing here in Malta.
Okay, so if you've just joined us, you're listening to me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Dana Carmont, and we are talking bikinis. I know you think it's the end of summer, but bikinis. So next year I can get ready, I can have my own custom made, own colour, own shape, make my legs look longer, torso look longer bikini.
Oh yes.
Okay, so how are we going to do this?
Okay, so well basically when I have a client come in to see me, we go through all the colors, mm-hmm. because everyone has their own colors that they love. But even though you like a particular color, it doesn't exactly mean it's your best friend. So we go through color shades to make sure that the color suits your complexion. Mm-hmm. That's correct. And then from that, we then go into all the styles that I have. So I have over like 78 styles that girls can choose from.
Okay.
And that's because it's different, you know, rouging on one side, and then, you know, halter necks and boob tubes and little triangles and bigger triangles and bra cups and Brazil cuts and custom-made cuts and you name it, it's all there. So then we choose a bikini or a full piece that best suits your body type. And then from that, I will do a couple of little alterations so that, you know, the lady might say, look, I really would like to have longer legs while I'm at, you know, wearing my bikini.
Who doesn't?
Yes. Yeah. A longer torso. Mm-hmm. My bust line, I would like to be sitting up. Mm-hmm. I would also like to have something that, you know, makes me look like I've, you know, my stomach is a lot more smaller through the sides.
Yes.
So there's all these, yeah, there's all these little things that we can do to have the perfect bikini for you or full piece.
Excellent. So how long does the process take? So say I'm coming to you tomorrow.
Yes.
To book my bikini. Mm-hmm. How long does it take? I mean, is it a 3 week, a 3 month process? What's the timeline?
The process, well, the process I will be doing when I receive my machines, it will be a 36 hour turnaround.
Wow.
So I like to do them like on a very quick basis because most of the time women are going abroad and they want something that's spectacular, something that they can feel comfortable in and do their own selfies and stuff. So they want to be able to take this particular bikini away. Mm-hmm. So, and most of the time, and I'm trying to sort of set rule on it to say, you know, give me 2 weeks in advance because bookings do get very busy. So I've got to sort of go by who's in first and etc. So, but it's always the way I'll get someone that's going like, I've got 2 days till I go away. And I'm like, oh, great. So, you know, you've got to get a sample made and you've got to do this and you've got to do that. So really, the turnaround time for a 36 hour bikini is something that's basic off the rack.
Okay.
So, you know, they might say, look, I love that one. I just want that in yellow and I put a few sparkles on it for me.
Uh-huh. And the beauty of this is you can have any top you like and mm-hmm. any bottoms you like. Mm-hmm. There's no sort of restriction on set.
No.
Fantastic.
No restriction whatsoever. And a size that fits you properly and a style that suits your body too.
No, so you don't have to have, you know, if you're a size 10 top and a size 12 bottom, that's fine.
That's correct. Custom made.
Okay.
Your own bikini. And you're actually part of the process because you're designing.
You're like you designed your own bikini.
That's correct.
Oh,
that's correct.
I like that. That'll make you even more swanky walking down the beach, I think, or hanging off your yacht.
Yes, for sure.
So these machines that are going to change my life, and mm-hmm. apart from, I'm sure lots of people in Malta, you know, when are they coming? What's your plan now to reboot the business here in Malta? What are you going to be doing to...
Well, as I mentioned before, that the machines weren't here in Malta, so I've done a lot of homework to find these machines, and they're mm-hmm. from abroad. They are costing a certain amount of money. It's not very cheap to bring stuff from abroad, let alone have
heavy
the machines yourself. That's right. Mm. So I'm planning on doing a crowdfunding campaign in October from the 1st to the 30th.
Okay.
31st.
Is that with Czar?
It's with Czar.
Fantastic.
Who have been amazing, and they've been great with the process to help me with everything as well. And I've decided... It did take me a while to get my head around it because I've always sort of started businesses without help. So I've now had to make a decision whether I was like, I've got to get help or I'm going to have to close the doors because the profits that I was making from the bikinis and sending them abroad has all gone towards the actual postage.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, I didn't want to do this on my own. I actually wanted to be a communal thing for me with other women in business. So I've decided to do a crowdfunding campaign with other women that are in business that I can help them because they're helping me.
Fantastic. So talk us a bit through the program, through your promotion program that you're running.
Yes. So there'll be over 25 girls in Malta that have their own businesses, female entrepreneurs, and they have their own certain products and services. So they'll be coming on board to be part of the rewards program. And on the rewards program, you can choose any of their product or services.
Mm-hmm.
And they've actually sponsoring my platform, the Czar platform, the campaign, to be able to help me raise money for these machines. So in return for these women, I'm actually going to be doing more like a advertising promotional campaign, not just for me, but also for them and their businesses. So I used to do a lot of TV and radio and stuff like that. So I'm very, I love the camera and I love, you know, talking to people and I love making them feel welcome and, you know, getting to know products.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be doing on my particular Dana Carmel Bikini's Facebook page, it'll be the Dana Carmel Bikini Project, and every day, mm-hmm. without failure, there'll be like, you know, updates on particular products. There'll be, you know, interviews with the girls that have sponsored particular packages. There'll be I'm actually going to do like a little shopping stall where I'm going to push other products that are
at
on Czar.
Okay.
That's correct. So
mm-hmm.
it'll be an exciting campaign. So it just won't be like, oh, you know, here is this and that's it. It'll be more like, get to know the people that are helping me, be able to get these machines. Ah,
so if they're actually supporting you, they're supporting other women in business, other young entrepreneurs as well.
All of them.
Fantastic.
All of them. And for me to do something like that made me feel so comfortable rather than me just being all about me. Mm. Like, you know, I really wanted to get everyone involved, and I wanted to make sure everyone knew who these women were, and that, because they have amazing businesses too. And most of them, you know, they've got their struggles and they've got their ups and they've got their downs, just like everyone in business.
Yeah.
And to be able to get the support from other people to help, you know, with a crowdfunding campaign.
So what sorts of people? Are they all complimentary to bikinis? Is
No, we have businesses that are candle makers. We have women who are coaches, like, you know, personal development coaches, personal trainers, yoga teachers. We have, we have, there's a variety of platforms. Jewelry makers, people that have their own cafes and home dining experiences, people that make food, like, you know, vegan cupcakes and vegan cakes, and just like
so a real
variety
of stuff. So it's actually a bit like a good way to just spoil yourself for 31 days and see all these other things that are on offer. And at the end of it, there's the potential by next summer, I'm hoping, we'll all be able to have our own custom-made bikinis. I'm just thinking of my colours already, actually. I've just been doing my, you know, the summer-winter wardrobe changeover thing. And there's things, like, why can't I get into that? But I can't keep hanging on to it. It's got to go. But I'll keep the fabric, I'll make a cushion. But now maybe I can make a bikini.
Now you might be able to, as long as it's stretchy, though.
Oh, maybe not. So these bikinis, how sort of much would one cost? I know that's a, like a piece of literally bikini string, because it could be covered in stones, it could be in,
of course,
whatever the price of fabric, but are they a couple of hundred euros?
What's the, they do, they vary in pricing, so depending on the fabric, depending on the accessories that go with it. So your basic bikini, like a plain basic bikini set that doesn't have to be a custom made, would be 90 euro. But you can still pick and choose your sizing and the bottom. So it's kind of like your custom-made bikini still, but it's already on the rack.
Okay.
So you can go, but Dana, I want that in red, not in black, and I want the bottoms in a green, not in black. So that will still be made, and that's a 36-hour turnaround, because the fabric's there, everything's ready to
go. And it's standard size, standard design.
No patterns needed to be made.
But you can, in that case, you can choose whichever top, like, your bottom, and whichever bottom to
Correct. And then it will jump up to the 200 euro. So then from 200 euro, you'll get your basic bikini that you're after, but then we do the alteration to it.
So it fits you.
Like all the bits and pieces. And then from that basic bikini, if you wanted to add more stuff onto it, like jewels and, you know, little bits and pieces, it can range to up to 600 euro. Now, if I'm doing a stage bikini, their standard pricing starts from 180, because all of them have jewels on the side. You can't have a plain bikini. And then from the 180, it moves all the way up to, it could be 1,000, because a lot of girls like 3,000 diamantes, like covered
when you see them covered
to toe.
In stone. It's
So it depends. I mean, I try and keep my prices very reasonable too, but there's also a lot of girls that like to choose like maybe 10 different colours that go onto a bikini, like in stones, because I want this like rainbow effect or something like that. So it just depends on what you choose. And I always guide, and I always sort of say, listen, why don't we just sort of take that out and do this instead, so it fits your budget.
But on the other hand, it's not, you know, if you go into a nice bikini store, they don't sound like they're much more than a regular, the everyday Joe can be wearing, Joanna, can be wearing on the beach, you know, at the same time. This way, you're absolutely, you know, I bet, will you have lots of things like, you know, bridal bikinis?
Yes, we've got, look, I do already do all that sort of stuff too. So a lot of women say, you know what, I want to get a white bridal bikini because I'm going away and, you know, it's my honeymoon. I do lots of different bikinis for certain events as well. So, and I'm open to other things too. So it's, and it's nice when people come on board and they say, hey, you know what, this particular bikini for something. And it's like, oh, wow, you know, people do get creative too. So it's nice to see creativity come out from other people.
And you can help them realise that. What about with the fitness training?
Oh,
for the abs and things like that.
Yeah, well, do you know, the other thing too, Monique, not only will I be doing swimwear, I'm actually getting into the activewear as well. So, like, you know, yoga, gym gear, just so, because I've also noticed there's a niche market here where women need particular things as well. They can't fit into certain things, whether they're too small or a bigger woman. They can't find tights that are long enough or short enough. Mm. So I'll be getting into that as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So there's like a product development. You're not just sitting on the what you know and reinventing.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually going to be expanding your business line. And these new machines, they're going to be able to help you deliver those products.
Exactly. Anything that's stretchy and lycra,
mm-hmm.
I can do.
And is this, I'm just thinking because, you know, men might not know this because my partner mm-hmm. never understands this stuff, but things like, you know, the sort of Spanx and the control yes. things, we can put that in these bikinis and dancewear and stuff as well?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, anything that's stretchy and that will help with the body, mm-hmm. like make it, you know, the way you want it to be.
Smoothed out,
looking good, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
all the above.
It does make me giggle. My partner really... No clue.
Yeah.
No clue. And it's one that you just think, no, darling, she doesn't look like that normally.
No, exactly, exactly.
You can't say it out loud, but you're like, oh, yeah. Bless.
Yeah. And that's the thing too, and that's why women love custom-made, you know, full pieces especially, because they'll come and ask me for, you know, a full piece, but they want to be a next size down.
Yeah.
So that's why the lycra that I use, it actually really helps uh-huh. innovate that. Nice figure. Mm. So, you know, it's nice to have something that you feel
and
great in.
Let's say once you have had one of these bikinis made, mm-hmm. and I have this theory called Moneconomics, and
yep.
it's a whole thing that I'm, you know, one day we'll write a book about. But it's the, you know, if you like it, buy it in every colour.
Yes.
Is that something that could be done as
yes.
well? You say, okay, I want that in...
Yes, you and know. It happens all the time.
Okay.
Even just recently, I did a bikini for a lady who's been buying bikinis off me for a couple of years now. And she said, Dana, I can't decide on the colours because I send her a colour card. And that's probably the worst dangerous thing you can do for a woman, to send her the colour card. And then she chose 4 different colours because she couldn't choose. So that's definitely
well,
an option.
I'm definitely going to be coming to see you because I really, really struggle with bikinis. Thankfully, only my partner gets to see me because we're only ever on the boat. But I'm still that vain that I want my own bikini.
Well, I can't wait.
And fantastic talking to you, Dana Carmont from Dana Carmont Bikinis.
Thank you, Monique. It's
Thank
been
you.
A pleasure.
Thank you for listening to this week's Interviews with Entrepreneurs with me, Monique Chambers, here on Campus FM. I'd also like to thank Carmela Grech and Redent Abdillah for the production of this show. The show is aired every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. and repeated every Friday at 7:30 p.m.